This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and we've heard over the last few months the anxieties around China and threats of tariffs against Australian wines, and they've pulled the trigger, and as of this weekend, tariffs are a thing. I'm joined this morning by Mitchell Taylor, Managing Director of Taylor's Wines in the Clare Valley. How are you this morning, Mitchell?
Well, I have been good, better, but devastating news out of China with the Ministry of Commerce slapping a 212% duty on our wines that go to China. Hmm. So, yeah, tough news.
And so what will this tariff mean for the industry?
This will be quite devastating for the industry. China is our biggest market by almost threefold. $1.2 billion worth of sales sold over there. But this could make the market shrink by, you know, about 10% at least. So all of a sudden, our current wines will be about three times the price in that market.
Right. Okay, so it's less likely that people in China will be buying Australian wines because it will just be too expensive for them.
That's right. I think the winemakers in France, Chile, New Zealand, where they've got zero duties, will all be cheering this decision by the Ministry of Commerce. And unfortunately, I think, again, Australia, on the diplomatic front, we've just stuck our head out a bit too early.
Maybe is this a thing that other industries, so France and New Zealand and other countries that will benefit from this, maybe they should show some solidarity with Australia and push back a bit?
Yes, I would hope so. I would hope the whole world, you know, looks at this in a proper manner and really doesn't, you know, target anyone individually, but looks to it so that we can, you know, develop these markets. Because the Chinese people love our Australian wines. They love the quality, the characteristics. And the irony of this whole situation is that they actually want our more expensive wines, the wines at the top end that have been really growing very quickly in this market. So when it comes to allegations of dumping wine in the market, it's a bit of a joke.
Mm. Of course, and that has been their motivation behind this, accusing Australia of dumping their wines. What exactly does that mean?
What it means is the Chinese are trying to say that we are actually undercutting their own local market, where they produce a lot of Chinese wines in China, and they are the very cheap wines in the marketplace. And when you talk to the consumers, they like the high quality and they trust the authenticity and the quality that's in bottles of Australian wine, where they don't tend to really like a lot of their really low-end, cheaper wines.
So, right, they're selling it, I guess, as for a valuable price in the Chinese market because they're getting it for a decent price from Australia, and they're saying that we're purposely selling it lower to undercut their local markets.
That's right. And they're also in another investigation saying that our industry is heavily subsidised. Now, that is another complete joke, because we're actually the highest taxed wine-producing country in the world. And if they want to look at subsidies globally, all they need to do is look at the European community and all the big agricultural subsidies that most of the European producers currently get.
And, of course, this will be a massive blow, especially coming into the Christmas period, which is no doubt a very busy wine-drinking period. What's the next step here for Australian wines?
The next step is we've got to try to re-pivot into some other markets. We currently do. You just don't turn these other export markets on overnight. So we really do need the Australian government to continue the export and regional support package, which runs out in June. It's over 4 years of $50 million worth of assistance. So we really do need to continue to market the quality and the excellence of our fine regions of Australian wine in some of the big global markets of the world, like the USA, Canada, and also over in the UK.
And I guess just to put it in perspective, the Chinese industry with exports, Australian exporting wine to China is worth around worth over $1 billion annually. How much wine grown in Australia, made in Australia, do we consume within Australia for ourselves?
We consume a little bit more, so we really do need Australian consumers to support the local industry. Really, through this Christmas period, it'd be terrific if we didn't drink so much French champagne or New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Those guys will be able to sell a lot of their wines in the Chinese market. But I think it really is a time where it'd be great to have some local support for what is some of the best wines on the planet that we currently make throughout Australia.
And even more locally, how has this decision from China even just affected producers in the Clare Valley?
Well, in the Clare, currently we have four containers on a ship heading towards China. We're now going to take those four containers off the boat in Singapore and have to freight them at our own cost back to our Clare Valley winery. We've also got another two containers that they've been taking samples of, and they've immediately slapped this 212% duty on the wine. So we've got to work out a way on how we can actually get our hands on that wine to try to move it through the market or have it returned back. So it will impact us here in the Clare Valley. We're looking, you know, we've had some good spring rains. We're looking forward to a good vintage after two to three years of drought. So it really has been an incredibly challenging year because we've had drought, bushfires, coronavirus with all the disruption through our restaurants and hotels, and now we've had this almighty blow in our largest export markets. So, it will be challenging as we go forward.
Mitchell, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Jordan. Let's hope 2021 gives us better prospects going forward.
Can't get worse, can it?
No, that's right.
That was Mitchell Taylor, Managing Director of Taylor's Wines in the Clare Valley on your Classic It's Breakfast.